Blog Talk Radio.
At the mention
of your name, every knee will bow, every tongue confess
that
you are Lord.
You are Lord. Cause at the mention of your name,
at the mention of your name, every knee will bow,
every knee,
every tongue confess,
yeah. To bow, and at the mention of your name, every knee, every tongue confess,
you are,
yes, you are. Oh, cause Jesus, Jesus, you are Lord.
Oh,
it's just that easy. Jesus, you are Lord. Yes, you are. Yeah. Your sound is so sweet.
Jesus,
you are Lord. Yes, you are. Yeah. At the mention of your name, the scales fall from their eyes. Once blinded eyes will see that you are Lord. So at the mention of your name, the scales fall from their eyes. Once blinded eyes will see that you are Lord.
Oh, demons tremble.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God for each and every one of you on tonight. So God, we just thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you, God, because you are bigger. You're bigger than every circumstance. You're bigger than every situation. God, we thank you for just being a big God. We thank you, God, for all that you're doing, done, and have done in our lives, God. We just give you glory, honor, and praise on this night. We welcome each and every one of you to Blog Talk on this thankful Thursday, this terrific Thursday, and this is a blessed Thursday. So we thank God for just being God and God all alone. So tonight, we are I hope you're ready and excited for an awesome night in the Lord, for a night of worship, for a night of praise. We're just going to give God the glory and honor because I know he's done something real, real, real good for each and every one of you. Because, first of all, you're on this line, so we know that he did something real good because he woke you up this morning. So we're going to get started with just praises. We're going to have testimonies. We're going to have praise reports. Even if you have a prayer request, let's bring it on because God is in the blessing business, and we know that he is. And tonight we're just going to have a great time with him, in him, and we're going to celebrate our Father. Our Father is going to be celebrated on tonight. We need to celebrate him at all times, but we're going to take the opportunity tonight to just give him what is due to him. He's done some magnificent things in our lives. And tonight, we're going to let him know that we love him. We are thankful and grateful, and we're going to take him for granted for what he's done. So tonight, we're going to get started with praise reports. Testimonies, whatever it is, if you have a song on your heart, we're going to do get ready to get this done and get it done right. So tonight we're going to have us a Holy Ghost party. We know a Holy Ghost party won't stop, so let's get started by pressing 1. Who's going to take that baton to get it started? 6447, your line is open.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
I give you thank you, darling. I thank him because he's such a wonderful God. And I praise him. But this morning, I could barely get out of bed, and Pastor had to help me. But right now, I feel great in my soul, in my spirit. And I just thank him for how good he is. No matter how the enemy try to knock you down, stand on the word of God. Stand on his word. And let him know I'm giving you your word back, Lord. I just thank him because he is an amazing God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, sweet Jesus.
Thank you.
I just want to thank him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just thank you, Lord, and I just want to thank you, Lord. You've been my friend. Oh, yes, you have. You've been my friend. You've been my friend. Oh, yes. And I just want to thank you, Lord. And thank him because he's my Jehovah Jireh, my holy provider. And thank him because he's Almighty El Shaddai. He's the God above all gods. Hallelujah. And I just thank him for keeping me, keeping my family, and I'm trusting him to do it for all of us. Keep us protected this night from Hurricane Ian, supposed to be heading our way. But we believe God. We ask him to sever Ian from his the name of Jesus. And we thank you now. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, just thank you, Lord, for being our God. Hallelujah. And for blessing us with your Lamb of life, Father, for keeping us each and every moment of this day, Lord. Hallelujah. For truly, this is an amazing day, Father. And I said it before and I said it again. Everything is for a reason. Everything that happens is for a reason. For the Lord is directing our steps all the day long in everything. And we have got to learn to say, thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I thank God for the tingling in my soul. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you for letting me see the cherry rose cheeks of Apostle Rosa. Oh, hallelujah. For she looking grave soon this morning. But right now she's cherry rose. And I know it's the Lord. I know it's the Lord. And I give you praise. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God. Called healing, healing, healing. Hallelujah. 1436, your line is open.
Praise God in the name of Jesus. I just want to thank God for another day also. I was feeling kind of weird this morning too, but when I started talking to the Lord and I said, Father, I said, I asked you to let me be able to do something, because when I went to the hospital yesterday, I had the feeling they was going to keep me because that's how bad I'm feeling. But the more I got closer to it, and by the time I got to my doctor's appointment, whatever was wrong with me was gone. And this morning, I just started saying, you know, I'm going to lay in the bed. I don't feel like doing this. But you got to realize when you say you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, you got to get up and make that effort. So that's what I did. Got up and made the effort. I start feeling better. I was hoarse yesterday. My voice was bothering me. Throat was bothering me, rather. But I am so happy. So if it's okay, could I sing a song?
Yes, ma'am.
Sovereign, sovereign, my Lord God is sovereign, and he can do whatever he wants to, and he can do whatever he chooses to, however he chooses to. He's a sovereign God. God is God. Whom am I? Whom am I to question his authority? Whom am I? To question his judgment. He's a sovereign God. God is God, and he can do whatever he wants to, and he can do whatever he chooses to, however he chooses to. He's a sovereign God. Praise God in the name of Jesus. That's fine.
God, praise God. That was beautiful. 3224, your line is open.
Good evening, Heavenly Father. I just like to thank you for my life. Lord, you know what I've been doing in my life, Lord. But I tell you, you are a protector. You are a provider. I love you. I love you. I love you. They said Jesus was on the main line. And when I made that call, Lord, I never looked back because you have truly, truly showed me how powerful you are. Lord, I ask that you continue to bless me, continue to humble my heart, continue to remind me of where I've come from and how I've got to where I'm at right now, dear Lord. Lord, I thank you for my sisters, my brothers, who invited me on this prayer line tonight. They have truly been an inspiration and the loves of my life right now. Lord, I don't know, Lord, I have so many mentors, you know, coming up, dear Lord. I haven't always been faithful, Lord, but as I realize, you know, the position that I'm in right now, I know that it was only you, dear.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. That's my brother right there. Amen. I'm so happy to hear his voice on here tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Anyone that okay.
Hello, hello, hello.
Yes, you back on. Go ahead.
Oh, I was cut off. I was cut off, Lord. It wasn't nobody but the devil, Lord. But I know how powerful you are, Lord. You got me right back on, Lord. You know, I know how powerful you are, Lord. I know how powerful you are. Lord, I continue to thank you, praise you. I thank you for another day. Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow is not promised. But, Lord, I'm actually living just for today, dear Lord. You know my story, Lord. You've always known my story. And I continue to give thanks to you. Lord, continue to let me be the person that you wanted me to be. Use me in every aspect of whatever it needs to be done, dear Lord. Lord, somebody didn't wake up this morning, but you seen it in your heart to wake me up this morning. For whatever reason, Lord, I'm not going to question it, Lord. I'm just going to do thy will. I'm going to do my best to stay faithful, to honor you, to praise you, to thank you, and thank you, and thank you. I can't thank you enough, Lord. I know how many times I've been deceitful and sin, Lord, but you have brought me out of it and showed me the right way there, Lord. And I just wanted to thank you. I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you for my circle, for those that were always there for me, Lord. You've always provided me with some special people, Lord. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you so much. And, Lord, bless this prayer line. Bless all those who are in need of your dying love, dear Lord. And this I pray in Jesus' name. I pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Apparently, we may be having some technical difficulties because the line is dropping, and I see that you all are dropping and coming back on. So if this number drops, because I did drop earlier and I came right back on, but if it does drop, I'm coming right back. So just hold on. Don't think that we have gone off. I am definitely going to come back if it drops. But in the name of Jesus, I declare and decree that this line will not drop anymore tonight, because there's a word that needs to be heard. And, devil, you can't stop us. So I thank God for all the voices that we've heard, all the prayers that we've heard thus far. the songs, the beautiful songs, the beautiful testimony. God is a good God. If you have spoken, please press 1 again so I can take you out of the queue just in case you want to say something later, and then I'll be able to see you again. If you have not and you want to have a testimony or praise report, then you press 1 and then I can open your mic. But we have something in store. We're going to just continue to give God the glory, honor, and praise because hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He is such a good, good, good Father. That is who he is, a good Father. And I just love him. I just thank him and I just praise him. Hallelujah. So you know what? This is going to be a prayer marathon tonight. How about that? We're going to have a praise prayer and a worship marathon. That means it can't stop. It has to keep going. We have to keep going. So if you've already said something, you want to say something again, you know, just jump in. Just jump in. But if you have said something, press 1 so I could take you out of the queue, and then press 1 again and I could put you back on. If you have something that you, you know, if you just want to continue to just praise him with me. Because right now we're just having a great time in him. So glory to God. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. God is good. Let's keep it going. Press 1 and let's continue to have these praise reports going. Hallelujah. We're going to pop like popcorn tonight. Keep it going. Keep it going. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I just thank him for what he's done in my life. I thank him for all he's done. God has been answering some prayers, and I just thank him for just moving and showing his face and showing, you know, sometimes we get a little discouraged and we don't think he hears us, but right in that last hour, right in the last hour when you just want to give up, God comes and steps up and says, you know, I never left you, nor did I forsake you. Here I am, my daughter. So I just thank him for just being so faithful. And when we give up on him, he still does not give up on us. So I thank him for being a forgiving father. I thank him for being a loving father. I thank him for always, God has always got me. So there's no need to fret. There's no reason to worry. There's no reason to stress because he's got you. Hallelujah. God's got you. And I thank God that I know where my help comes from. Hallelujah. I have some situations coming up that I need him for, and I know he's got me. So I'm just thankful. I am thankful. I am thankful. I'm thankful because God's got my help. God is still in the healing business, and I thank God for the pain that I was in because now I know what it feels to be pain-free. I am, man, something else. You awesome. And I can talk to him just like that because we got it going on like that. But he is something else, and I just thank him because I get up every morning. I can get up, put my feet on the floor. I can walk around, I can stretch, and sometimes I may feel a little pull here and a pull there, but I promise you by 9, 10 o'clock, I'm good. I'm able to go to work 10 hours a day, and I'm good. I remember when I couldn't walk 10 minutes, and I'm doing 10 hours. So I am so grateful, so, so grateful. You don't have to tell it, let me tell it. How God has been so good to me. Hallelujah. 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 I think that's a song. If you can't tell it, let me tell it. I don't know it, but I think that's a song. It just came up like, and if anybody knows that song, if it is a song and if you know the song, press 1 and you can sing it for me. Hallelujah. 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 I just thank you. I think, George, I think you know that song. I'm going to open your mic so you can sing this song for me. Huh? Amen. Let's go into Jesus calling. And then we're going to go back into the praising of God. Jesus calling tonight says, I am with you and all around you, encircling you in golden rays of light. I always behold you face to face. Not one of your thoughts escapes my notice because I am infinite. I am able to love you as if you and I were the only ones in the universe. Walk with me in intimate love steps, but do not lose sight of my majesty. I desire to be your closest friend, yet I am also your sovereign Lord. I created your brain with capacity to know me as friend and Lord simultaneously. The human mind is the pinnacle of my creation, but so few use it for its primary purpose, knowing me. I communicate continually through my spirit, my word, and my creation. Only humans are capable of receiving me and responding to my presence. You are indeed fearfully and wonderfully made. We have four scriptures tonight. The first one coming from Psalms 34, 4 through 6. I sought the Lord and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called, and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles. Second Peter 1:16-17. We did not follow cleverly invented stories when we told you about the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received honor and glory from God the Father when the voice came to him from the majesty glory saying, this is my son whom I love. With him I am well pleased. John 17:3. Now this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. Psalms 139:14. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Praise God, praise God, praise God. We thank God for that word. And I just received a text for a prayer request from my cousin in Columbia who says, hi, my sister, please add me to your prayer line, your prayer list. I was at the hospital last night. They say I have some fluid on my left lung. I am healed, healthy, blessed, and on his work, the healer of all sickness and diseases. So we are praying for Annette tonight, asking God to, she already claimed it. She already said she's healed. So God, I'm just standing in agreement with her that she's already healed. And God, I thank you for healing her body in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to keep her strengthened and covered, God. And we just thank you for it. God, we just give you the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. And so it is. I hope that you guys are ready for an awesome word because it's on its way. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. We thank God that he is getting ready to do something mighty awesome tonight. You might as well get your hearts ready, get your minds ready, because Pastor Flint is ready to do what God has him to do. Thank God for it. I'm asking that you put him, lift him up in prayer. As he pours out this mighty, mighty, mighty juicy word on tonight, it's going to be juicy. It's going to be good. So we just thank God for Pastor Flint tonight. We ask that you just give him his heart's desires, Lord God. We ask that you bless him, you strengthen him, God. And I thank you, God, for healing him tonight, God. You do it and you do it, God, and you do it all over him, God. I thank you for the light shining from him, Father. So, God, I ask you to pour into him so that he could pour out to us, God. I ask that you infuse him with your holy, holy, holy power, God. You do it, God. You do it. All of you, none of him, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. And so it is, Pastor Flint, your line is open.
praise God for that woman of God. We just thank the Lord tonight. Thank God for all your praises and We ain't getting a lot of testimonies in, but that's okay. Yeah, the praise is worth it. The praise is worth it. The worship is worth it. Like I told them, I heard Yvonne Smith say it's going to be a marathon, pass the baton, and you guys did just that. And for that, we give God the praise. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, God. We praise you. We worship you. We magnify your name. We thank you for this. It's truly the day that you have made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. I thank God for life, health, and strength. I thank God for the joy of the Lord is our strength. The Holy Spirit, you take over. It's all of you, none of us. We decrease that you increase. Oh, I'm so grateful tonight. I'm so grateful to even be here. I was supposed to be somewhere else, but God saw it fit that I'm here for myself and for you. Also, we just thank him. We thank him. We thank him. We thank him. We thank him for tonight. I was in another part of the house, and I was, you know, listening to some worship, and this song came on, and it said, you know, we always, you know, we can have a pity party. We can get down on ourselves when things don't go as according to plan. Myself, listen, man, I tell you, I can do it. I can do it. I can get mad at God sometimes when it'll go that way. But the thing told me tonight, the song I'm listening to, it said, you know, you can say, why me, why me, why me? But when you're feeling that way, the narrator was saying, how about you just go to the hospitals and walk down the corridors of intensive care and emergency rooms. And he said, afterwards, I guarantee you'll change your tune. But even since they say, I know what it feels like to have pain in my body and doing it, but the healing of God, I can get a testimony. You can say, I won't complain. So this little song was in my heart, so I'm going to sing a little bit of it before we go into the word. And I remember I used to listen to it a whole lot of times when my brother Darryl was still here, but here goes the song. It says, I had some good days. I had some hills to climb. I had some weary days and some sleepless nights. He said, but when I look around and I think things over, all of my good days, they outweigh my bad days. And Lord, I won't complain. All right, our scripture tonight comes from Isaiah 40, 29-31. And it reads, it gives power to the weak, but to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So it tells us that human strength will never be adequate for facing all of life's challenges and difficulties. No matter who you are or how much willpower you may have, you will encounter situations in life that you just can't manage by yourself. Isaiah gives us a special promise of God's strength in times like these. That's what the psalmist says. In times like these, we need a savior. In times like these, we need a friend. And it says, be sure, be very, very sure that your anchor grips and holds the solid rock. In times like these, Isaiah teaches that people who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Picture a person growing wings like an eagle and soaring over life's problems. Imagine a person who runs on God's strength rather than on his or her own, going the distance while other people drop like flies on every side. No matter what you are facing, wait on the Lord and look to him for strength to conquer life's challenges. And let's take a look at some of the things we wait on. We wait on the Lord to act, to deliver, to answer our prayers, to renew our strength, to do what only God can do. We wait on him because he is God and we are not. And as we wait on the Lord, he changes us and he strengthens us. He builds us. He edifies us. So say, but they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and never faint. And let's be honest, we wait all the time, right, on things. And after I finish, I want you to share some things that you waited on. We wait to fall asleep at night. We wait on responses to emails. We wait on responses to text messages. We wait for Amazon deliveries. We wait for our paycheck to hit our bank accounts. We wait for people with whom we are sharing Christ to respond to the gospel. What are some things you're waiting for? You wait for all sorts of things, but what does it mean to wait on God, to wait on him? Psalm 27:13-14 says, I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord, be strong and take heart, and wait for the Lord. It says, even you shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and never faint. So we look at athletes. They face exhaustion from the young ones to the oldest. Professional athletes get tired. But he's saying, when you wait on the Lord, and I can see, I used to study the eagles and the lions. I studied the eagles because of the keen eyesight that they possess. I studied the eagles because they always was at the top in the crags. They don't have really comfortable dwellings. Even the nest is made out of twigs and sticky stuff, right? Because when they put the children in there, the little baby eaglets, when they put them out, man, they get in there and the mom stir up the nest. Just like they say, stir up the gift that's inside of you. There's a stirring. She stir up the nest and get them out of that. So they don't get comfortable like how the average birds, you see the soft nest, the bird's nest got the pine straw and it's all soft and comfy. That's not the case. And then the eagles, another thing about the eagles, they don't fly south for the winter. They go up higher. So the eagles up by the plains, they go over the storm. They don't wait on the storm. They don't. They fly over the storm. And then the missiles flying over the storm, even flying in the area where planes are, they lose their wings and feathers and all that. So they get up in the crags, and they just lay down until God refreshed them and renewed them. And they just wait. They wait on God to, that's what it said, they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength, like the eagles and their wings, because they sit there and they wait patiently on the Lord. So tonight I'm telling you that there's a thing that we really don't possess, and that's long suffering. That's a gift. It's a fruit of it's one of the characteristics of the fruit of the Spirit. But my I can just speak on me. Long suffering was my issue, just waiting for God to move. And because in the midst of it, you know, the enemy is saying, man, you know how to do this, you know how to do that, and you don't have to keep suffering. You don't have to keep waiting. And waiting and waiting and waiting, and stuff don't never show up. Go out there and make it happen. But it just said, man, that's your own strength. It's just something that you just cannot do. There's some things we just cannot accomplish. We wait on the doctor's report. We wait on a good report from the doctor. We wait on the bad report from the doctor. We wait on report cards. This kid is in school. We wait on a good review from our inspections in work or from our supervisors. We wait on all these things that are carnal, but when we just take the time to wait on the Lord, we get impatient, we get flustered, we get disgusted. I'm speaking to me. I don't know what y'all do. We get disgusted, we get irritated. It's just something that happens, but they that wait on the Lord, when we wait on the Lord, let's look at what it says again. Psalm 40:31 says again what? But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and never faint. Let's practice waiting on the Lord. Tonight I encourage you to just trust him just a little bit more, you know. We wait on the Lord to act, to deliver, to save, to avenge, to answer our prayers, to provide for our needs, to renew our strength, to reveal his glory, to do what only God can do. We wait on the Lord to act. Agreed. We wait on the Lord to deliver. We'd be like, God, heal, deliver, set free. Lord, move. Lord, do it. Lord, show up. Lord, show out. We can say all those things, everything that we've been taught to say. Lord, move, Lord. Arise, O Lord, and demonstrate your power. So we're waiting for him to demonstrate his power. Lord, I speak total healing and deliverance. Set free. We're waiting on God to do that. And we can definitely wait when it's for somebody else. But when it's us, oh, Lord. But I challenge you tonight to learn how to wait on the Lord. Say, Lord, don't ask God to give you patience. Don't ask God to teach you patience. Don't ask God to teach you suffering. I'm telling you not to do it because I've been there and I've done that. And Lord, have mercy. You're going to be like Job. But what I'm telling you to do is just learn how to trust in him. Be patient. Lord, please, even now. We irritate. The song say, Lord, please be patient with me. When they tell everybody else, they say, God is not through with me yet. So we're waiting on God to get through with us. We're waiting on God to correct me. Lord, make me over is one of the songs that came out. Lord, we're waiting on you to make us over. So we wait on the Lord to deliver. We wait on the Lord to save. Lord, save my grandbaby, the Helen Baylor testimony. Her grandmama said, Lord, save my grandbaby. How many of you know you made it off the prayers of grandmamas and grandpapas and mamas and daddies, you know, aunts and uncles? Lord, save my aunt, save my uncle, save my niece, save my nephew, save my son, save my daughter. And we wait on the manifestation. Lord, heal, God. Heal where there's been hurts and where there's been pain, God, or where there's been discomfort. God, heal, God. Touch, heal, God, from the crown of your head to the very sole of their feet. And we wait. We wait for God to answer our prayers. Our intercessory prayers, our personal prayers, our petitions. So let your petitions be made known. So in our petitions, we pray for God to provide for our needs. We wait. To renew our strength, we wait. To reveal his glory, we wait. Saving the young, fit, and strong will experience exhaustion again, I say. Then we have to realize that what? He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. He's an on-time God. He's not bound by time. He's not bound by space. He's not bound to any of the things that we are bound by in carnality. He may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time because he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. This is the God in whom we wait. We wait on him because he is God, and we are not. We call him King of Kings. We call him the Lord of Lords. We call him Elohim. We call him El Shaddai. We call him Jehovah Jireh. We call him Jehovah Rapha. Why? Because every last one of Jehovah Nisi, El Sikkenu, all those names has a characteristic of who God is. And we wait for him to show up and show out on our behalf. He can accomplish what we cannot. We wait on him because we are helpless without him. How many agree with that? And I'm going to leave it at this. God's concept of time is nothing like ours. Waiting is something that is only possible within time. God, the creator of time, is not bound or limited to time. When waiting on him to act, he has already acted. Christ said, I come to do the works of him that sent me. So all those works are already done. We're constantly beating ourselves up, trying to figure it out, trying to work it out, when God has already worked it out. God uses our waiting to reveal his glory. He uses our waiting to reveal his glory. He said, David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He lead me beside the still waters. He, you know, lead me on the path of the righteous for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will what? Fear no evil, for thou art with me, thou rod, and I stand up to comfort me. Then he says something. He said, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. That means in the midst of all that I was going through in my waiting process, his glory comes because he said he will prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. That's a 7-course meal. But he said, well, you keep watching. And as I wait, you watch and watch God show up and show out. You got to look at how Jesus brought back Lazarus, you know. That was a waiting. People had to wait. They was upset. Mary and Martha went off on him. If you was here, my brother still be alive. He said, I am the life and the resurrection. I'm the resurrection and the life. And even though you had to wait, even though you had the dead man clothes on him, I came and I showed up and I showed up. They that wait on the Lord. I'm telling you tonight, waiting on God is good for us. If God acted immediately every time we cried to him, we would be in control and not him. We would call the shots, and we do not possess his wisdom. Having to wait causes us to learn to trust him, to trust his timing, to trust that our timing is all the time, but his timing is on time. Last part about it, man, I'm going to give you about 2 or 3 verses on waiting on the Lord. Psalm 25:4-5 says, make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you, I wait all the day long. Let's look at Psalm 37. That's one of my favorite scriptures. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not yourself over the one who prospers in his way, over the man who carries out evil devices. Matthew 6:33 says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. You got to wait. So Hosea 12:6 says, so you, by the help of your God, return. Hold fast to love and justice and wait continually for your God. Let's look at Lamentations. That's when Jeremiah began to cry out. Lamentations says, the Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. Father, we just thank you right now, Father. We praise you. We worship you. We magnify your name, God. Teach us, Lord, your ways. God, you say your ways are not like our ways. Your ways as far as east is to the west, as far as heaven is to earth, that's your ways. Your thoughts are not like our thoughts. But, Lord, give us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us. You know, we've been changed into the likeness of Christ and God. So give us a mind to wait. Let's go back to 40:31, and then I'm going to wrap it up and just say it one last time, Lord. They who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength, Lord. Let us renew our strength waiting on you. Let us mount up with wings like eagles, God. Let us run and not be weary. Let us walk and never faint. For we wait on you and we trust in you. In our waiting, we've learned how to trust. The song said, learning to lean. I'm learning to lean. I'm learning to lean on Jesus. Finding more power than I ever seen. I'm learning to lean on him. I want you, as you begin to wait, to begin to trust, begin to find you a praise, begin to find you a worship, begin to pray, begin to sing out songs of glory. You know, some say, don't wait till the battle is over. Shout now. You know, at the end, you're going to win. So that's begin to shout now. Begin to shout victory now. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. I told Satan, get me behind. Victory today is mine. I mean, you got to get some glory songs in here. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. And even as Apostle began to say, I just want to thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you. Even in the midst, even though you can't see it, you can't feel it, you can't touch it, it don't look like it's nowhere around, but in the midst thereof, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I just want to thank you, Lord. I don't care about the pink slips. I don't care about the repossession letters. I don't care about foreclosures. I don't care about being fired from a job. I don't care about body racking with pain in the midst of it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. And then when you get the bad reports, you know, because you know you got doctors that are so arrogant to tell you got this amount of time to live. You got to, Dr. Sarah, there's no healing for this. There's no way you can be healed from this. You're stuck with this. And you can say, you made a way. You made a way. You made a way. And I just want to thank you, Lord. You've been so good. You've been so good. And I just want to thank you, Lord. You let us finish in your hands.
So, this entire time I was muted. Oh, I thank you, Lord God. So, as I was saying, I thank you, Lord God, for that awesome word. It was a mighty, mighty good word. And I told you we had a treat tonight, and he did not disappoint. And I'm talking about God. So I thank God for blessing us tonight. I don't know about you, but I've been blessed on tonight. But this is the part where you all can participate. You can add to or take away from. Just press 1. I recognize you. 3224, your line is open. Yeah, maybe he didn't. If you would like to add to, take away from, press 1 and I'll recognize you. If you've already spoken and want to speak again, please press 1 now and then press 1 again so I can clear the line and then put you back in the queue. All right. 1436, your line is open.
Praise God. I like the message about trusting in God, because that's why sometimes we lose our trust when things start going hard. I can see what Pastor George was saying, because when it started getting hard and people really laying it down on you and you ain't got no choice and you don't know where it's going to come from, you be saying, I thought God was going to make a way for that. And you start having doubts. But if you trust him wholeheartedly, like I have learned to do, he will make a way. I was thinking about the situation with my house, and I had a vision last night. I was dreaming that I saw some people coming, volunteers coming to help us with the house. And a friend of ours that was trying to help us out, he called me today and said, well, they're supposed to be lining up some volunteers to come and try to help y'all do some work on the house. And I'm claiming that. I'm not having no doubts on it. So I'm thanking God, because that's how trust works. When you really believe and don't have no doubt, don't worry about it, just let it go. That's when God moves in, because he knows that you trust him 100%. And I would like to sing a short song, unless you have a question. Okay. One.
Let me get these other three people that want to say something that I can get your song.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. 9457, your line is open.
Good evening. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Well, I just want to say real fast, I'm not going to be long. I just want to say for the past 2 weeks, I've been saying exactly what my brother George just said. Thank you, Lord. You made a way, and I want to thank you, Lord. I won't try to sing it like George did. I'm glad he did that and he took care of that, because I won't try to do that. But I want to thank you. Thank you for doing that. I really need to hear the word you gave, and that song when you said I won't complain. That song was sung at my father's funeral, so I want to thank you for that, because I needed to hear that, and I want to thank you, and I'm glad you sang that and all the other songs you sang, and I love y'all, and I thank y'all for being here for me at this. It was a tough time, and I want to thank y'all for not leaving me. Y'all stayed right with me. Thank you, God, and I love y'all.
I love you too. Mm-hmm. Definitely love you too. 5659, your line is open.
Praise God. Hallelujah. I just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. For truly, the message was food for my soul. And I thank you for that. And I thank God for opportunity to still be around and able to see Pastor Joy lifted more and more, Evangelist Flint lifted more and more. And I give God the praise, the honor, and the glory. Hallelujah, because I'm telling you, that was yum, yum, yummy.
I love it.
I love it. Praise God. Yes, it was. It's like Tony the Tiger. Good. Hallelujah. Yummy, yummy, yummy. Yes, yummy for our soul. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. I love it. 3224, your line is open.
Yummy, yummy. I said we haven't done it.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, we are ready for your song. 1436, your line is open.
Yeah. God will make a way when it seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way. He will make a way. Oh, God will make a way when it seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way. He will make a way. From the roads of the wilderness, he'll lead me. River in the desert I will see. Heaven and earth will fade, but his love will still remain. He works in ways we cannot see. Oh, God will make a way when it seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way. He will make a way.
Praise God in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You don't have me to really.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jay.
you know what? My line has been muted the whole time. I apologize. 3224, your line is open.
Not today, Satan. Not today. Not today. Not today. You won't get away with that. We back on. Jesus is more powerful than you ever will be. Heavenly Father, I just wanted to say, I always said to myself, why me? And as I look down at my life, as I look back at my life, I say, why not me? Because the position that I'm in right now, Lord, it couldn't have been nobody but you. And continue to bless me with my faith and continue to use me in every form and fashion, dear Lord. Lord, I know there's a lot of people going through a lot of stuff right now, dear Lord. As I look at the news today, Florida is a mess. And Hurricane Ina, A-N-A, whatever the name it is, it's a hurricane. But, Lord, at the end of the day, you chose not to hit certain areas, Lord. I don't know if it's you, Lord, giving us a message. There's so much going on, Lord. You know, people are just unworthy. People are doing so many evil things in this world right now, Lord. I just ask that you continue to bless me, and I just want to be ready when my name is called. I just want to be ready, Lord. I just want to be ready. Lord, I just ask that, you know, it's not all about me right now. It's about those that I love too as well, Lord. Bless us. Bless us, Lord. Continue to hold us. Continue to do what you do to have us believe that, you know, without you, we are nothing. Without you, I know I'm not nothing. So, Lord, again, continue to bless me. And I ask this in Jesus' name tonight. Amen.
Amen. I hear you, Deacon Sarah. Amen. I'm going to ask Pastor Wanda if she would close us out tonight. This has been an awesome night. I really enjoy God tonight, I tell you. Pastor Wanda, if you would give us the benediction.
Praise God. Hallelujah. I thank God for opportunity. Hallelujah. To give him praise, honor, and glory. I ask that everyone let the words of our mouth, the meditations of our heart, be acceptable. Hallelujah. Acceptable before Christ. Be acceptable before him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My heart, my mind, my soul, hallelujah, be our redeemer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We love you until next Thursday. Invite somebody on the line with you. We'll be right back here on next Thursday, 8 o'clock. We look forward to hearing great, great, great things because he's a great, great, great God. We love you, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. You be blessed. Have a blessed week. Have expectations that you're going to have a great week. Expect great things. Expect miracles. Expect blessings. Expect the favor of God all over you. Walk in the favor that you all are already having because God is good all the time, and that's your Father. And if God is your Father, then you should know that greatness follows you because we serve a great God. So expect great things in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 And amen. So I challenge you all to expect great things. Then I expect to have great, great, great testimonies and praise reports on next Thursday because we are already going to walk with expectation. Amen. Love you all.
Amen. Love you.
Love you too.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.